Good morning, Oregon. It's Tuesday, December 6th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from The Oregonian and Oregon Live. Pacific University's Board of Trustees voted to remove Harvey Scott's name from one of its campus buildings, citing The Oregonian and Oregon Live's recent series that spotlighted its former editor's racist legacy. The trustees voted this weekend. Scott was the first graduate of Pacific, which is a private school based in Forest Grove. He edited the Morning Oregonian virtually continuously from 1865 until his death in 1910. He also had a minority stake in the paper under publisher Henry Pittock. Under Scott's leadership, the paper excused lynchings, promoted Jim Crow segregation, and opposed rights for women and people of color, among other horrifying stances. His name was on the university's Center for Gender Equity and Multicultural Student Center. There's also an 8-foot-tall portrait of Scott in the library. In a statement, the private university's president apologized for the harm it caused and said, quote, "We are committed to examining and learning from our past." Oregonians, you still have even more time to board a plane with just your driver's license if you're flying domestically. Just 5 months before the deadline to have a real ID or a passport to board domestic flights, travelers now have until May 5th of 2025. It's the latest extension in a saga that goes back more than a decade at this point. So no rush to get a real ID or to renew that passport anytime soon. Oregon, if you recall, is one of the final states in the country to comply with the federally protective ID law. The Portland Timbers have added a star in the midfield who could provide a significant boost to the team's attack. Brazilian midfielder Evander da Silva Ferreira, known simply as Evander, signed with the Timbers on Monday. He's been playing with a Danish club. His arrival comes with a club record transfer fee of roughly $10 million. That's according to a team source. The 24-year-old's contract runs through 2026 and includes a team option for the 2027 season. Evander scored 50 goals and had 38 assists in 167 appearances so far in the Danish Superliga. For more info on this deal, listen to our Soccer Made in Portland podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. After 15 years in downtown Portland, Kenny and Zook's is closing its flagship deli near the Ace Hotel and heading across the river to open a new bagel shop in North Portland. Thought of for many years as the quintessential Jewish deli of the Northwest, Kenny and Zook's once boasted several Portland locations, an airport kiosk, and a robust wholesale business. It survived both the 2019 bankruptcy and the pandemic by streamlining its menu toward bagels and bagel sandwiches. The downtown deli closure marks the latest change for a prominent block that previously lost Clyde Common, another restaurant once considered among the city's best. For more stories about Portland and Oregon's food scene, go to heroesoregon.com. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.